Hello, you're listening to Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford on the radio, and I'm Greg Zapata most of the time. That was You Make Love and Fun by Fleetwood Mac off of Rumors, and of course, Christy McVie, who wrote and sang on that song, passed away suddenly this past week, and it is a great loss for all of us, not least of all for the band, because she really brought the goods in the strong and silent way when when the limelight was on the squabbles of Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham, and that was... Well, it's going to be a big hole for the band to fill, but I'm sure they'll find a way to soldier on. But Christy McVie, Proudly salute. And it's, let's see, it is the fourth day of December, which means that it is roughly about Christmas time, holiday time. So you know the deal. For the next few weeks, sprinkling in a few holiday songs and missives and oddities throughout our usual filth and nonsense. And we're going to start things off with one of my personal favorite holiday songs by the band Low. And of course, speaking of sudden losses, Mimi Parker, lead singer of Low, passed away last month. And I do enjoy Low, but I do enjoy this song especially and try to fit it into every holiday seasonal rotation. And this is off of their holiday album, fittingly called Christmas, but those of us of a certain vintage, myself included, will have been first introduced to it on the compilation album, The OC Mix 3. Have a very merry Christmaka. What was The OC? Well, it was, you know what, ask your parents. Or you know what, I'll tell you when you grow up. Anyway, here's my personal favorite holiday song by Low with the late, great, lamented, missed Mimi Parker on vocals.
Time is full. Buy a drink and pull a chair. A up to the edge of the dance floor. Bouncers bouncing through the night, trying to stop or start a fight. I sit and watch the flashing lights, moving legs in footless tights. I go out on Friday night and I come home on Saturday morning. I go out on Friday night and I come home on Saturday morning. I like to venture into town, I like to get a few drinks down. The floor gets packed, the bar gets full. I don't like life when things get dull. The hen party have saved the night, freed themselves from drunken stags, having fun and dancing in a circle round the leather bags. I go out on Friday night and I come home on Saturday morning. I go out on Friday night and I come home on Saturday morning.
Tonight we're gonna take a stab. Come on along, we'll grab a cab. There ain't much to look at, so close your eyes, here we go. We're playing at the talent show. Playing at the talent show. Come on along, here we go. Playing at the talent show. Check us out, here we go. Playing at the talent show.
Show. Ready?
And that's the Replacements with Talent Show from 1989's Don't Tell a Soul Off the Sire label. And then we had the Specials Friday night, Saturday morning from their second album, More Specials. And we start off with Low, Just Like Christmas from the OC Mix 3, Have a Very Merry Christmaca. And up next, we're going to have one from Ted Leo's most recent album, The Hanged Man.
Drive. last time I played Father Christmas, I stood outside a department store. A gang of kids came over and mugged me and knocked my reindeer to the floor. They said, Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. We'll beat you up if you don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoyed. Give all the toys to the little rich boys. Sister, a cuddly toy. We don't want a jinx or a monopoly money. We only want the real McCoy. Father Christmas, give us some money. We'll beat you up if you make us annoyed. Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. But give my daddy a job, cause he needs one. He's got lots of mouths to feed. But if you've got one, I have a machine. Remember the kids who got nothing while you're drinking down your wine. Father Christmas, give us some money. We got no time for your silly toys. Father Christmas, please hand it over. We'll beat you up, so don't make us annoyed.
And that's the Kinks with Father Christmas from their 1977 album Misfits, and it's the favorite Christmas song of a dear friend of mine, Brian Wood, who currently lives out in Hudson, so we'll send that out to him. Before that, Vince Guaraldi Trio with Christmas Time is Here from the Charlie Brown Christmas Special, of course you know. And Ted Leo and the Pharmacist started off with Run to the City from his 2017 album The Hanged Man. Let's see, let's do a legally mandated PSA. But before I do, I just want to let you know that As I send this show out to you, I do so while wearing some brand new headphones that they got for us here at the station. The old ones, the cushioning was flaking and looking rather grody, so we got some new ones. So for all of you who wrote to your senators demanding funds for these new headphones, I thank you. Let's have the legally mandated PSA, but we're going to switch things up perhaps for the foreseeable future because it's an issue that's important to me. It's numbers to think about. Bitcoin energy costs. A single Bitcoin transaction consumes 2,131 kilowatt hours of energy, which is enough to power the average U.S. household for 73 days. Comparing its climate effects with other forms of electronic payment, a single Bitcoin transaction creates the carbon of 2,634,835 Visa transactions. A single Bitcoin transaction also generates 358 grams of electronic waste, which is equivalent to the weight of more than two iPhone 12s. Numbers to think about from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So think about that next time you're getting in on the new crypto energy craze, or better yet, you could just not get in on it at all. You may as well be buying a bridge in Brooklyn. Up next, we're going to have one from Bell and Sebastian.
Sick it was the kitchen. She liked to hang out in the graveyard. She did breast rubbing, she learned she never had a breast heart. When she was finished hanging out, she was all alone. She decided that she better check in at home. There was an awful row between her mom and dad. She said she hadn't done this, she hadn't done that. If she wanted to remain inside the family home, she'd have to toe the line, she'd have to give it a go. It didn't suit Suki, she took her things and left. Suki was a kid, she liked to hang out in the art school. She didn't enroll, but she wiped the floor with all the assholes. She took a visual clap at the fraternity cat, and she hid inside the attic of the sculpture building. She had a slut slave and his name was Dave. She said, be my father bitch and I'll make you rich. He didn't believe her, but the boy revealed her. He got her the meals, he got her the bed. He washed her hands clean and she started to undress. He never got far, just looking and playing guitar. Chandeliers. Now Suki saw the beauty, but she wasn't wet behind the ears. She had an A1 body and a face to match. She didn't have money, she didn't have cash. With the wind coming on and the attic cold, she had a prison nose and the refectory wall. The self-esteem building, she went with that. She had to pose for life with all the scholars in the bar. She didn't feel funny, she didn't feel bad. Appealing away everything she had. She had the grace of a eel, sleek and stark. And the shadows played tricks on the girl in the dark. Dark. Suki was a kid, she liked to hang out in the graveyard. Suki was a kid, she liked to hang out in the graveyard. Suki was a kid, she liked to hang out in the graveyard. Suki was a kid, she liked to hang out in the graveyard.
When Jesus died for man's sins, he even died for Manson's. But please don't think I'm trying to turn your feelings toward this murderer. There's a girl in a cell who knew the killer too well. And even though she's bound for hell, Squeaky celebrates a special day. Though the prison guard said nay to new Beatle disc to play, even Squeaky from loves Christmas. Though there's not much left of her mind, her memories are festive. The family would never starve, but fought over who got to carve. There was always pig to pick apart and really good blood pudding. Acid-tainted pumpkin pie and angels we have heard while high. Even Squeaky from loves Christmas. Even Squeaky likes the sound of ho, ho, ho. There's no tree or mistletoe, but a note from Geraldo. Even Squeaky from loves Christmas. There's a calmness in the air, a quiet in the big house. Every inmate's on her cot, showered, fed, and quite deloused. Christmas Day's coming gone, and Squeaky's sleeping easy. But on December 26th, it's right
We started off with Belle and Sebastian, Suki in the Graveyard from 2006's album The Life Pursuit. Then we had the Reverend Glenn Armstrong with Even Squeaky Fromm Loves Christmas, or at least we can assume as much. We then had Ray Cathode with Waltz in Orbit, a song I heard played over the PA system at the Arcade Fire show a couple weeks ago. And that, of course, was Run DMC, Christmas in Hollis. And also that's my cousin Mar, because it was her birthday yesterday. And that song is a Yuletide in-joke between us. And now you're in on the joke. Congratulations to you. Before we, as we start off this final block of electronic noise, I'm going to throw away a bit of a Yuletide oddity your way, and it requires a bit of play setting. Way back in a long ago, the Beatles, you may have heard of them, they had a fan club, and every year they would send out Christmas messages to their members of their fan club via a pressed wax cylinder, and enough of these survived where the recordings are all available for your downloading pleasure in various corners of the interweb. They run from the years 1963 to 1969, and I'm going to play the 1964 message. So this was recorded late in the back half of 1964, which is, of course, the year they broke into America. Hard Day's Night was released, and all that sort of stuff. So here's their 1964 Christmas message to their fans, and perhaps one of those fans included you.
Everybody, this is Paul, and I'd just like to thank you all for buying our records during the past year. We know you've been buying them because the sales have been very good, you see. Don't know where we'd be without you, really, though.
In the army, perhaps.
Oh, we hope you've enjoyed listening to the records as much as we've enjoyed melting them. No, that's wrong. Making them. We're in number 2 studio at the moment at EMI, taping this little message for you.
Yes, we are.
We are, indeed. I just thought I'd make the... This is the same studio we've used all along since the old days of Love Me Do.
So many years ago, it seems. Oh, those are the days.
Well, that's about all, I think. Except to wish you all a happy Christmas and a very new year. Now I'll pass you over to John. John?
John speaking. Thanks all of you who bought me book. Thank you, folks, for buying it. It was very handy. And there's another one out pretty soon, it says here. Hope you buy that too. It'll be the usual rubbish, but it won't cost much. You see? That's the bargain we're going to strike up. I write them in my spare time, it says here. It's been a busy year.
Did you write this yourself?
No. It's somebody's bad handwriter. It's been a busy year, Beetle Peedles. One way and another, but it's been a great year, too. You fans have seen to that. Page 2. Thanks a lot, folks, and a happy Christmas and a merry goo year. Grimble, maybe, and I hand you to George, who'll speak to you. Now!
Thank you, John, thank you.
Hi there!
I'd like to thank all of you for going to see the film. Spect a lot of you saw it more than once.
I did.
Did you? So did I. Thanks anyway, because it makes us very pleased, you know. We had a quiet time making it. Actually, we didn't. We had a great time making it, and we're glad it turned out okay. The next one should be completely different. We start shooting it in February. This time, it's going to be in colour.
Green.
It'll be a big laugh, we hope. Well, we... big laugh. Yeah, it'll be a big laugh.
You and Megan?
And we may see all of you soon. Hope so. Anyway, all the best in Happy New Year and a Happy Christmas. And here's Ringo.
Thanks, George. Ringo here. Well, the others have thanked you for the discs and John's book and for everything. For enjoying the film. I'd like to thank you just for being fans. It's been a funny year, you know. One minute we're in England, next we're away. Suspect you're wondering where we've been.
So
well, Beatle people, we've been to Australia and America and New Zealand and Australia.
And New Zealand.
Is that New Zealand? So much travelling, but you've stayed loyal, haven't you? Anyway, those airport receptions knocked us out, man, great.
Dig.
Well, that's about it from me. I'd just like to say all the best for Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Can you wash your father's shirt? Can you wash it clean?
Christmas!
Happy Christmas!
Happy Christmas!
In a white room with black curtains near the station. Black road country, no gold pavements, tired stallions. Silver horses ran down moonbeams in your dark eyes. No one smiling at you leaving my contentment. Said no strings could secure you at the station. Platform tickets, restless diesels, goodbye windows. I walked into such a sad time at the station. As I walked out, felt my own need just beginning.
Guitar, play it again, my Johnny. Maybe you're cold, but you're so warm inside. I was always a Johnny, for the one they call Johnny Guitar. Play it again, Johnny Guitar. What if you go? What if you stay? I love you. What if you're cruel? You can be kind. I know. Johnny Guitar.
Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Hitch up your reindeer, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find, the kids are gonna love you so. Leave a toy for Johnny, leave a doll for Mary, leave something pretty for Donnie, and don't forget about Gary. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Tell him James Brown sent you. Go straight to the ghetto. You know that I know what you will see, 'cause that was once me. Hit it, hit it. You see mothers and soul brothers. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, oh Lord, go straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find, the kids are gonna love you so. Fill every stocking you find, you know that they need you so. I'm begging you, Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. If anyone wanna know, tell him Hank Ballard told so. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Never thought I'd realize I'd be singing a song with water in my eyes. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Don't leave nothing for me, I've had my chance, you see. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, the soul brother needs so. Santa Claus.
And that's James Brown with Santa Claus Goes Straight to the Ghetto from one of his Christmas albums. And before that, we had Peggy Lee, Johnny Guitar from the fabulous Peggy Lee. 1963 was the year. Hugh Cornwall, formerly of the Stranglers, and Robert Williams with a cover of Cream's White Room from 1979's Nosferatu. That was Hugh Cornwall's first post-Stranglers effort, if I recall correctly. Ennio Morricone with Cockeye's Song from Once Upon a Time in America. And we start off with the Beatles' 1964 Christmas Message, something different for all of you. And that'll do it for us here on Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. Before I go, those of you who came out to see Isaac de los Reyes at Tosca, thank you for making it a swell night. A fun time was had by all. Tune in next week for more of the same except slightly different right here on WMFO in Medford.
COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.